Klockner was notified at 8:30 that Trevor's house was completely still. No shower, no radio, no television, no stereo, not a sound from the normal routine. They knew he had not spent last night at Pete's. He'd gone to a mall and arrived home apparently sober. "He could be sleeping," Klockner said, unconcerned. "Where's his car?" "In his driveway." At 9, Wes and Chap knocked on Trevor's door, then opened it when there was no answer. The rental sprang to life when they reported there was no sign of him and that his car was still there. Without panic, Klockner sent people to the beach, to the coffee shops near the Sea Turtle, even to Pete's, which was not yet open. They canvassed the area around his house and office, by foot and by car, and saw nothing. At 10, Klockner called DeVille at Langley. "The lawyer's missing," was the message. Every flight to Nassau was checked. Nothing turned up. No sign of a Trevor Carson. DeVille's contact in Bahamian Customs could not be located, nor could he find the banking supervisor they had been bribing. Teddy Maynard was in the middle of a briefing on North Korean troop movements when he was interrupted by an urgent message that Trevor Carson, their drunken lawyer in Neptune Beach, Florida, was missing.
"How can you lose a fool like him?" Teddy growled at DeVille in a rare display of anger. "Find him, damn it."